I grew up on a ranch up in the northeast corner of the district, up in Jackson County. I went to school up in Wyoming, put myself through college, put myself through law school. In between the two, I spent 4 years as a park ranger. And then I came down here to Glenwood Springs and started practicing law. Been in the Valley for 21 years now as an attorney. During that time, I've worked on a wide variety of issues for municipalities, as well as private interests, doing economic development work, working on major agreements on the Colorado River, including the Colorado River Cooperative Agreement. So I've really spent a career making a difference on the ground, and now's a real opportunity for me to bring those skills forward and apply them in an area that definitely needs help as far as getting things done on the ground in real time.
Is there any specific thing that you've seen Tipton do that you would do differently?
Yeah, there are actually several things I think that I've seen that Tipton has done recently, and the one that comes most to mind is his vote on the recent tax bill, the version that came out of the House. Included in the House version of the bill is a rollback of the tax credits for renewable energy. That's going to have a direct impact on the economy in Pueblo. They've got a great wind turbine manufacturing plant down there. Xcel just announced where they want to expand the renewables in Pueblo County, but that expansion really is going to rely in part on those tax credits. And having those removed, that was a vote directly against one of the largest communities in the district. Up in Mesa County, we're seeing health insurance rates are increasing to rise, just like they are in Garfield County. And the inability of Congress to move forward or for Representative Tipton to raise his hand and say, hey, I've got some ideas that might provide a solution, or even trying to engage, is very disheartening. In Mesa as well, there's been a lot of discussion about DACA students. There again, 3 months ago, he put up a nice brief that said, in response to the president's rollback on DACA, that Congress should work on this issue, but we've yet to see them take action. And certainly Tipton has not raised his hand and said, hey, I've got an idea of how to resolve this issue. So saying you're going to work on it isn't the same as working on it, and it's certainly not the same as taking a leadership role on any of these issues.